Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here from the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 19. I've called this episode Allowing. Over the last few episodes, we have talked about intention statements and affirmations, which are what tells the universe what it is that we want to manifest. The main point of our affirmations and intention statements is to change our personal limiting beliefs, or like I just said, more specifically, change those limiting beliefs and allow us to focus on what we need to have and what we need to believe to actually be able to manifest what it is that we want. When we use our intention statements and we have a great deal of emotion and feelings associated with them, we put our positive vibrations into the universe so that they work to align with that positive vibration of what it is that we want to draw to us. But I will tell you from my personal experience, what I have found is that you can have a great intention statement, you can have so many great affirmations, and yes, they help if you've got a lot of emotion tied to them. But if you can't get out of your own way and allow those things to truly come to you, then you will find that it doesn't actually manifest those items in your life because you're not allowing them to be manifested. Now, the important part of that there is that key word, allowing. You are getting in your own way. You are stopping the process. And it may not seem like it, but you are putting out all this positive energy, creating all these positive vibrations to draw something positive to yourself. But then maybe you put out a negative energy by not allowing the universe to give you what it is that you want. And now I'm going to spend some time and explain what I mean by allowing and how to allow. Okay. The speed at which you're able to manifest something is in direct correlation to how much of your statement or intention statement that you actually allow. In a lot of cases, we are the limiting factor in drawing to us what it is that we say we want. Allowing what it is that you want to manifest is so important and is so part of this puzzle that goes hand in hand with manifesting. And honestly, if you don't allow it to happen, then it won't happen. It cannot happen. You are standing in your own way. I'm going to go on and explain what I mean by allowing, but all of you know what the word allowing means. You are blocking what it is. You're putting out all this positive energy. You're putting out all these positive intention statements and affirmations. You're using, a number of tools, vision boards, meditation, all kinds of things to help solidify those intention statements and really show a beautiful picture of what it is you want to manifest, but then you get in your own way and you put out all this positive energy, but then you block it. You don't allow it to happen. You try to force it. And we're going to talk about all those things today. All right. The simplest way to phrase what allowing is to think of it as an absence of a negative vibration around what it is that you're attempting to manifest. Many times people will tell you that they wrote out great intention statements. They worked on their limiting beliefs by using affirmations, but they still didn't get what they wanted. And in most cases, what we find is this came down to allowing. They got in their own way. They didn't allow it to actually happen. And honestly, if you think about it, the lack of allowing or not allowing it to happen simply boils down to your limiting beliefs. Somewhere in there, they did have a limiting belief that told them that this was not going to happen, or it wouldn't happen in the way they wanted, or they began to get frustrated, which is just another, you know, limiting belief, right? So they go hand in hand. We have been working on purging your limiting beliefs. But again, I want to remind you that if you're not getting what you want, then you're stopping yourself or you're not allowing yourself to have what it is that you desire through your limiting beliefs. In many cases, the negative energy that you're putting out there by not allowing it to come to you cancels out your positive vibrations that you've been working so hard to achieve. So on one hand, you've got all of this positive energy, your intention statements, your affirmations, you're using vision boards. You've really got a clear vision of what it is you want to manifest into your life. You can see it, you can smell it, you can taste it. You feel excited when you think about it. And it's almost like it's really there. But as you begin to go through the days and the weeks, and maybe the weeks turn into months, you start getting a bit frustrated and you start looking for it and you start doubting it and you start coming up with all of these reasons why it's not happening. This is what we're talking about allowing. You're not allowing. So one of the ways to think about this is to think about that what you desire and what you want to manifest. Is there any doubt or resistance? What is it that is stopping you from manifesting this? And I've said this before, but think about this. Think about it and allow thoughts to enter your mind. What is it that does it say, oh, you don't deserve it. Oh, you shouldn't have that. Oh, that's never going to happen. Oh, you're too old for that. Oh, you're too ugly for that. You're too whatever for that, right? That resistance is doubt. Right? And that doubt is a form of a limiting belief. We talked about ways of using affirmations, you know, using meditation. We talked about EFT and other tools to help you purge some of your limiting beliefs. So if you have these limiting beliefs and you identify them, continue to use these tools and work on your limiting beliefs. But in addition to that, one of the ways that I see a lot of people not willing to allow is they continually second guess what it is they're wanting to manifest by continually reminding themselves that it hasn't arrived yet. So they're positive about what they want. They have all of the vision correct. They have everything in place. They're using the tools. They're on the right path, but they keep saying to themselves, well, it's not here yet. I wonder if it's gonna come tomorrow. I keep working so hard. Why isn't it here yet? All of that, like looking too hard, having too much expectation, trying to determine when it's going to arrive, these are all negative things that you put out there. They're negative constraints about how, when, and why it should arrive. You should not be focusing any energy on the how or when, right? The why you should know. You should know that, you know, it's coming because you want it, right? But the how and the when are really up to the universe. And if you keep checking on the universe and you keep looking for it to happen, then you are creating nothing but negative energy around what it is you're trying to manifest. Okay? So to help understand this, let me give you an example. Let's say your intention statement is to get a job where you can earn $150,000 a year. And we talked about this in previous weeks. We wrote out intention statements and affirmations around this intention. If you've written it out and you've got a very strong paragraph about exactly what it is you want, you've added a lot of detail, you've wrote that intention statement out so it flows nicely, it makes a lot of sense, and as you read it, it invokes a lot of emotion. You feel that it's, you know, it's real, and you know, you begin to work on that. You go through the process of working on those intention statements, your affirmations, you do your meditation, you use vision boards, which we haven't talked about yet, but we will talk about in upcoming weeks. You've used your EFT to eliminate, which we did talk about in a previous episode. You use these tools and other methods, and you feel great. You see that you're starting to feel more positive, and you're putting more positive vibrations out into the universe. But let's say as you're doing this, every morning you wake up, and after you've done your intention statements, your affirmations, and you're feeling positive, you start to say to yourself, when's this gonna happen? You start to scour the newspaper, hoping that job is there. You start looking for things, you start looking for the clues, you start trying to force it to happen. Instead of just letting it happen, like we said before, things happen synchronistically. You don't have to go and grab the newspaper and force yourself to go looking in that newspaper. If that job is in the newspaper, or that job is on a billboard outside, or that job gets told to you by a friend, that will all happen synchronistically. All you have to do is you have to maintain the positive desire that that's what you're wanting to manifest. Okay. If you start feeling frustration about this job because the phone isn't ringing, right? No one's offering you that job. You are beginning to get a general sense of frustration because it's not being manifested in your world. If you do this, that's a form of doubt. You are not trusting that this job will be yours, and you begin to question it. Whether you feel that is questioning it or not doesn't really matter. If you start to put out any negative connotations or thoughts around that, then those are negative vibrations and they will cancel out the positive. Okay? So frustration, this is a form of negative energy. Okay? And like I said, it's canceling out your positive energy. So you must be really diligent. And it's hard. You have to be really diligent to focus on what you want, have the right intention statements, take the appropriate action, but don't look for it expectantly. Expect it's gonna happen, because it is gonna happen, but don't expect it like, oh, is it here today? Oh, is it here tomorrow? When's this gonna happen? Oh, come on, this has gotta happen sometime soon. You cannot have the focus on when it's gonna happen or how it's gonna happen. You've got to put it out there, ask for what you want, have all the right intention and focus, but then you've got to let it go. Now, I know it is extremely difficult to have an intention statement, focus on all that positive energy of what it is that you want to manifest, and not look for it. We are humans, and what we do is we constantly want to have recognition or confirm something or have a sense that something is being delivered to us, right? So for us not to look for it, it's very difficult. But you must find a way to make that happen. If you are continuously looking for what it is that you are trying to manifest and check up on it and, you know, put in some checkpoints to say, oh, look, is it coming yet? Oh, that's not quite right, or anything like that. That is all a form of negative energy. Stay focused on receiving what it is that you want, being very, very positive about what it is, and knowing that the universe is going to deliver it to you. Is this freaking impossible? No. Is it hard? Hell yes, it's hard. Okay, that's the hardest part, is to just allow it to happen. Okay, this is an extremely important episode for us all to understand that we must allow. If you want to manifest into your world, then you're going to have to learn how to allow things to happen. Okay, when we want something so badly and we put in a great deal of effort individualizing it, wanting it and staying focused on it, we tend to end up creating negative feelings around it. Okay, because eventually, if it doesn't happen, doesn't come soon enough, fast enough, we start getting frustrated. What we need to do is, once we have been clear about what it is we want, we feel strong emotion around it, we need to release our hold on it and let it happen naturally. This doesn't mean that you don't pursue it or that you give up on it, but you must have a detachment from it. In the same way that you feel excitement for things in your future that you have no doubt about, you need to have that same feeling. If something is going to happen to you in 2-3 weeks from now, you're excited about a vacation, you don't start thinking about the negative. Now, again, I understand that this particular item that I'm talking about has a timeline that you know is going to happen. But you have to put that out of your mind when you're manifesting. Try to remove the timeline and know, in the same way that you're going to go on vacation in 3 weeks from now, you know that's going to happen. If that's, you know, if that's a scenario in your life, you know that's going to happen. You don't have any doubt. If you have any doubt, it's probably extremely slim, right? So generally speaking, we feel pretty confident about those things, those type of things. So you need to approach it with the same way, that it's going to happen. The only thing is, you don't know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. And that's a hard thing for us as, you know, human beings to release, right? But you must find a way to be excited that something is coming, that it will come in its own time. You have to do it without an attachment to how or when it will come. Now, that is so hard. I know that. It's very hard for you just to let go. But your job is not to focus on when it's coming or how it's coming. Let that go. Don't give it another second thought. You have to focus on what it is you want and put all your energy into what it is you want with great detail and great emotion and let it happen naturally. I know that this is a little different, but let's say you work, okay? And you go to work, you get a paycheck, right? So let's say, for an example here, you get a paycheck every 2 weeks. You probably don't wonder, as payday draws near, if it's really going to be there or not. You just make an assumption that you're going to get paid. You trust that you're going to get paid. I know that it's different because you have a timeline for that, right? You know there's a timeline coming. You can watch the 2 weeks tick away. You know on that particular date it's going to happen, okay? When you're manifesting, you need to be the same, but without the timeline. That is very, very hard because you can't have the timeline, or you'll put frustration in there. You'll put negativity in there, okay? It's hard, but it is possible, okay? Please trust me, it is possible. Once you've manifested for a while and you begin to trust the process, it gets easier. When you focus on what you want, Make it real. See it in your brain. Give it a life. Add a lot of motion. And then I want you to act like it's happened. But then I want you to let it go. You have to let it fucking go, right? Allow it and don't try to force it. The key word there is force it, okay? Most people try to force it. They wait a day or two or a week or whatever short period of time, and then they start saying, where the hell is it? When's it coming? Why isn't it here yet? It needs to come. I need it right now. They come up with all these negative things that are a way of forcing it. All you're doing is putting that negativity back out into the universe, and you're assuring yourself that you're not going to get it. Okay? This is probably one of the hardest parts of manifesting, but you need to create some space for this item or this desire to flow into your life. Okay? You have to create that parking space, as I like to think of it. Create a spot for this new item or this desire or whatever it is to go into. What I see a lot is people trying to force things so hard that they end up pushing it away. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say you're single and you're looking to manifest or to bring someone into your life. You want to find your soulmate, okay? And you've given this a lot of thought, and you've come up with some, great looking intention statements. You've got some affirmations around this. You've put a lot of detail into, you know, what this person looks like, how this person fits into your life, how this person acts. You've created some great intention statements, like we said, and you believe in your beliefs that you deserve this person. So you've worked on some of your limiting beliefs. You now know that this person is perfect for you, your soulmate. You do deserve them, and you do, and you know that, and you've worked on that. Let's say, as you're working on this, and you're positive about this, you continue on with your life, you continue on with dating, you know, the days become weeks, and the weeks, you know, maybe they turn into months, and you begin to sour. You begin to go on dates knowing that this person is not your ideal person. Before you even get there, you start to come up with all kinds of reasons and excuses that this person can't be right. You begin to even say things prior to the date like, I know this isn't going to be the person. I know this one won't work out either. Oh, here we go again. I'll give it a try, but I will never find the right person. Or any other negative statement that you can think of that would create a lot of doubt, which puts it out there in the universe in the form of a negative vibration. If you do that, it cannot work. It cannot attract the person. It becomes very obvious that you are not getting what you want, you're getting frustrated, you will not attract the person to whom you desire because you're not creating space for them. Now, I don't have all the answers, okay? But once you've created the vision of this person and you've created these intention statements that really explain what you want and you've got a lot of emotion, it would be best to go on every date with a neutral attitude, not thinking that this is going to be the right person, or thinking that this is not going to be the right person, or that it can't be the right person. Just go and allow it to happen. Don't force it in any way. By that, I would suggest that you just go on this date with a very open mind, with no expectations, but wholeheartedly knowing that the universe is working to deliver what you do want. If it's not this person, it's okay. Look at the traits that this person has that you like. Don't focus on what they don't have, okay? Don't focus on the fact that they're not exactly right. But instead of focusing on what's not exactly right, it would make the most sense to focus on the positive matches to your criteria that this person had, okay? Don't say things like, they're not right, they're no good for me, I'll never get the right person. Instead, start saying things like, ah, not exactly right, almost there, pretty close. You could say things like, I loved it that she was such a funny and happy person. That's exactly what I want. So even though this person doesn't have all the traits or all of the things that you're looking for, focus on the positive. And I don't mean accept them and just take it for what it is. Just look at it neutrally. Don't focus on the negative traits or the things that you don't want. Focus on what you do want and move on to the next. I know that sounds a little production line-like, but you know what? Dating can be like that. And in order to manifest something, you have to focus on what you do want, the matches that you do want. If you let the universe know that that's a good match, that's a good match, but you don't worry about the not good matches, then they will keep getting better and better. Okay, so you focus on what good traits that person had. Don't highlight the negatives. Go through the process in a very neutral way and move on to the next date, knowing that eventually the universe will deliver exactly what you've been looking for. Like I said, it's an extremely difficult thing to do. But once you master this, it does get easier. You will find that once you stop overreacting, stop being overly attached, and create a place for this event to actually happen, you stop getting upset when something doesn't match exactly, and you become grateful for what does match, and you focus on the positive. In essence, you thank the universe for delivering on what you are looking for. In other words, don't give up the action that you take, okay? Which in this case is, you know, continuing the date. Take the action with a very open mind. If it isn't exactly right, be ready to release it. You don't have to go out with that person again. They're not gonna change. You know, you make that decision, but if you're looking for something to manifest and you've got a stringent list of what you're looking for, focus on the positive in that list. Focus on the matches that you did have and continue on your merry way, okay? Don't feel frustrated. You need to try to be grateful for that opportunity that the universe is working on this and they are getting it right bit by bit, and in due course, the universe will get it right. You will get that exactly what you're looking for, no matter whether it's a new job, a relationship, a car, whatever it is you're trying to manifest, you will find that synchronistic events happen that get closer and closer, okay? The most important takeaway here is you cannot put a timeline on the universe of when this is going to happen. You need to stay open to those synchronistic events that happen. Pay attention to them and always react positively, moving in the right direction. Now, take these examples that I've given you for relationships, apply them to whatever you're looking for to manifest in your life. Like I said, once you start doing this and you get better, it will become easier. This is the reason that a lot of people, when they teach manifesting, suggest that you go after small desires first, and then you actually see them happen. And then you see them come to fruition and you build the confidence and you know that it's gonna happen, and therefore you're less likely to force something. Okay, key word there is you can't force things to happen. All right, I hope this helps. This is a really important topic. And remember, as you go through manifesting, remember to allow. Let things happen in due course. All right, I hope that helps, guys. Like I said, it's been a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining me here on episode 19 of The Gifts of Universe. This has been Chris Wilcock. Like I say every week, if you've enjoyed this, please subscribe to my podcast or check out my book on Amazon. Until next week, thanks, guys.